With Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and also by Tall Grass Motors.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, and in the 4A Community Connection. Actually, two topics, one program. Bonus information for you. Tammy Brinkman in to start me off. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Charlie. We do. We have lots of great stuff coming up. We're super excited to talk to you about. Many of you are familiar with our K1 Cooking Extravaganza.
Yeah.
We used to call it the Taste of Home, but this is where we're going to feature local chefs and have a really fun night on April 10th. But we've got some deadlines coming up. We need your recipes.
I already sent mine in.
Well, good. We need everyone else's recipes.
Went to the website and typed it in myself. My wife handed me all the information because it was one from her side of the family, and then went to the website and typed it up, and I assume it's in your inbox somewhere along the line.
Well, we're excited about that, and we're going to draw from all the recipes that are submitted to feature one on stage, and I believe there's going to be a prize, but Tina can tell us all about this.
The prize is actually a Branson prize package, so...
Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to go see Samson, right? No, I don't know what it is.
Branson is a good time no matter what time of year it is.
It
so
is, yeah.
There's always something to do. There's always something fun to see. So, yeah, I need your recipes in by the 15th. So that is rapidly approaching, I believe that is.
That's like
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes,
Thursday.
Okay. So, yes, absolutely. So I need those in as soon as possible. And, yes, if you could submit them by the website, that's great. BartlesvilleRadio.com does have a link on there that you can click on that and submit by that. There is a website. What is it? Cooking.
Just follow the link on the website.
Yeah, just follow the link on the website because I don't have it in my brain right now. But
it's Monday.
It is Monday. But definitely you can swing it by the radio station. You can come by and get a form if you want.
I'm looking at the website right now, and the ad is on the right-hand side of the homepage, about two-thirds of the way down. I click on where it says submit your link, and it goes to okcookingschool.com. And
there
it is right there. You can buy tickets online and everything else, right?
That's right. You can buy the tickets online. We are finalizing.
They'll go on sale March 1st. You can't buy them just yet, but we really do need your recipes so we can get our magazine done.
Right.
That will be stuffed in all of the goodie bags. So there'll be lots of good things to come, but we need your recipes.
Okay.
What else you got for us, Tina?
That's all I have for right now. I just kind of...
Well, we got celebrity chefs coming in and all kinds of stuff,
we
right?
We do. Susan from the Rolling Pin is going to be cooking on stage. Mark Spencer from Painted Horse is going to be cooking on stage. Mm-hmm. We're still finalizing those that will be on stage with us. But last year we had so much fun, and it was really neat to get to see the personalities come out behind the local businesses. So we're excited about that again. If you haven't ever joined us for our cooking school, it's a fun evening. Bring your friends. Guys, you're included. Our audience has shifted drastically where it used to be an all-female audience. Now it's pretty mixed, and we're excited about that. If you have a business that would benefit from being in front of this audience, we have about 800 people on a Tuesday night, which is a lot of fun. We have a booth browsing area. We have great goodie bags. They're going to be awesome this year. I got to pick out the colors, and so there's turquoise involved. So you'll want to come get that. And there are coupons and tchotchkes, and we were picking out the radio piece earlier this week. So if your business needs
to
be...
It's Monday. How much earlier this week can you pick it
up? Well, I'm sorry. Earlier this month. You're exactly right. See, it is Monday. But if your business can benefit from being in front of these local consumers, then give us a call here at the radio station. You can ask for me, Tammy, and the phone number is 918-336-1001, and I can get someone in touch with you on how you can be a part of this great event. Tickets, again, are coming. They're going to be on sale March 1st. They're $10. The goodie bag is well worth the value of your ticket. And then we have some food vendors that will be there selling dinner that evening. You come straight from work. It's a great, fun time.
We also have some VIP tickets as well.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So for a little bit more, there's all kinds of perks that we're lining up for the VIPs. We're only going to sell 50 of those VIP tickets. We're finalizing the price depending on what all you get. Last year we had gift cards to the Painted Horse, and there was a backstage VIP preview.
Kind of watch the food prep.
Right, yeah. And then I think they even did a recipe backstage last year.
I believe there was a tasting involved as well somewhere along the way.
It's exciting, but we're still developing all of that. But right now, we just need your recipes, and we'll give you all the rest of the details to come.
Okay.
So go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, fill out your recipe, and we want to put you in the magazine.
It's just like any recipe that you would see in, I'll go back to the Taste of Home because everybody's familiar with that. The website asks for, how much prep time, how much cooking time, and that sort of thing. And then you just type it in like you would. Expect to read it if you were doing the actual follow along the recipe kitchen chemistry kind of thing.
And it can be a recipe. Sorry, it can be a recipe for anything:
yeah.
Appetizers, salads, desserts, entrees, you name it. Just send it on over, and we'll get you in there. So.
Okay. Yeah, we're looking for everything from literally soup to nuts, right? But,
pretty much.
And if you want to be nuts about it, never mind. I'm not going there. That's fine. So this is always a lot of fun, and I know that Tammy, you and Dory have a lot of fun on stage, kind of in between, and sometimes with the cooks.
That's true. We have had. I've been known to lick a bowl or two. I have my own personal finger spatula. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing the show. I've been with the radio station for 15 years, so we've done it as long as I've been here, and so we're going to keep on trucking.
Sounds like a good idea, and I know the audience has a lot of fun because there's always giveaways from on stage, and that will continue, I have no doubt.
That's true. There's lots of great door prizes, and we do have a discount for groups, group tickets of 10 or more tickets. So
okay.
We'll be back with all those details as they finish unfolding. But just get your recipes in. We have a deadline this week. We got to get to print with these magazines.
Okay. So we want your recipes. Again, whether it's that, peanut butter, Jell-O, whatever it is you do with salad stuff, or maybe you got a special recipe for prime rib. Well, that sounds good. Or maybe coconut cream pie or anything in between.
Sounds good.
Okay. We want your recipes, and we want you to divulge all your family secrets on, don't leave out grandma's secret ingredient. We want it all, and we will publish those recipes as part of the event going on for the cooking extravaganza. We'll change topics just a little bit and continue on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing. There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And again, we want your recipes for the cooking extravaganza. Tickets will go on sale soon, but again, we have to go to press with that cookbook, and so we'll expect that. Either bring them in or email them to us, but really the best way is to go on the website and type it in yourself. If there's a mistake, you made it. So
I like that. We'll print it exactly how you send it.
There you go. Because we can't verify that it was a mistake, because that's the way we got it from you. Last year, we had the first of what is becoming an annual event. It's actually in cooperation with KGGF Radio up in Coffeyville.
We're excited to partner with our Kansas with sister stations. We are going to be hosting the Interstate Farm and Home Show on March 2nd and 3rd. Friday, it'll be from 1 to 7, and Saturday from 8:30 to 4. We are going to be having the farm show at the Coffeyville Community College. Last year we had, I don't know, I know that we documented more than 3,000 people, and we feel like we were really closer to 4.
Well, some of them, I'm sure, only looked around the outside exhibits and went on.
It was everything from implements and lawn and garden equipment and farm equipment to boutique type products. This year we've expanded. We've opened a whole nother area. We're excited to fill that space, and we're quickly filling it. We've got great door prizes. It's free admission, so that's something that's interesting. A lot of trade shows charge to get in.
F-R-E-E. Let's get that one out.
We are not going to charge you to come play with us on the first weekend in March. We're excited to be at Nellis Hall at the Community College. It's right on the highway. You can't really miss it when you're coming into Coffeyville. It's presented by Bartlett Co-op. We're excited for them to be on board with us again. Our major sponsors are Romans Motor Company, Lucas Metalwork, Romans Outdoor Power, Quality Motors and Quality Toyota, and Go Bob Pipe and Steel. But just if I'm looking down this list of sponsors, we've got Tupperware, we've got Advanced Pest Control, Mustang Mowers, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, Fabric Notions, Advanced Body Scan of Tulsa. They're a new big sponsor this year.
Okay.
And they do some pretty cool stuff. Like, it's amazing what technology does for you nowadays.
Yes.
Cedar Farms is a new sponsor this year. They'll be attending and doing some demos with their BCS tractors, which is super cool. And the tillers are amazing. Mm-hmm. Central National Bank, Pampered Chef, Signature Home Styles and Celebrating Home with Kathy Thompson will be there. Sooner Carpet, Swimming Holes, Skelta Windows, Glen Security, Lewis Cattle Oilers, Prairie Cottage from Pawhuska. We've got vendors from all over the place. Also, business owners, if you could benefit from being in front of an audience of that size for a regional show, give me a call. I'll be happy to. We've got a few more spaces available.
Okay.
You don't have to be there. There are many ways to participate, but we'd love to have you and your products on site. I know we've got a new beef jerky company coming, so.
I've tasted that. It's fantastic.
It'll spoil you. Jericho Tile and Carpet and Stone Outfitters are coming this year. I mean, I've got two more pages, Charlie.
Wow. Well, we'll just I'll do a little bit of a conversation so you can not feel like you're leading a whole list of sponsors right now. But this event, I mean, I had the opportunity last year to interview some of the businesses that are there. And, you know, you learn things about businesses that you drive by here in Bartlesville every day, but you didn't realize what was going on inside till you talked to them.
That's exactly right. There's so much more in-depth information that you can get when you get a one-on-one with those business owners. So we're excited to put them in front of you in an easy-to-gather space. It's a lot of fun. Come one day, come both days. But we are going to be giving away cash prize each day.
Okay, so if you won cash prize, you know, on Friday, are you eligible to win again?
Absolutely could. Okay. We want you back so you can see all of these wonderful businesses. And I think, Tina, what's the prize this year?
The big prize from GoBob, the prize is from KGGF is $500, and then the prize from
K-Rig,
ourselves, is $500 as well. So they'll be giving away the $500 on Friday, and then we'll be giving away the $500 on Saturday. But GoBob is giving away...
Tickets to Royals games and Cardinal games.
Yeah, of course, Charlie, you'd have to mention those.
Well,
I don't know why.
Pitchers and catchers Pitchers and catchers report today for spring training. So,
well, yeah. You've been counting that down, I think.
Yeah.
But GoBob is also giving away another Hay Monster this year. So
That is a neat machine. You need to see it.
It is really, really neat. And the prize is actually worth $800.
Oh, my goodness.
Or more. I know last year I think it was about $800. I don't know. I assume it's about the same this year. But anyway, it is really neat. And I think it saves, 80% of the product. So
yeah.
That's exciting. And that's really important for farmers to maximize your output that you can get off your land. So that's exciting. We also have lots of the vendors that are having booths. They'll be doing door prizes from their specific booths.
I know Charles and Charles will be doing their Tech Talk program live from up there from 7:30 to 8 on Saturday morning. And then Larry Glass will be doing Green Country Gardener again live from 8 to 9. So you can watch the show as it's broadcast. That's always fun for some folks.
Well, it's really neat for people to get to meet our on-air talents. Charlie will be there. So if you haven't ever come and shook Charlie's hand, you can come by and say hello to him.
I'll be up on Saturday. I'll be busy with the Washington County Junior Livestock Show on Friday.
Yeah. We keep him pretty hooked up during this season. But we'll have lots of our on-air talent on site over the weekend. We'll be doing a lot of broadcasting on both of the stations, on KRIG and on KGGF, but we're excited to have a chance for people to put a face with a voice, which is not always what you expect.
No. Radio usually doesn't do that. Some of us have faces that are made for radio. That's why we're not on television. You know, so it's important to connect with the listeners, though.
Well, and we want to shake your hand. We want to thank you for coming. We want you to come and have a good time. There's lots of stuff to see, lots of stuff for demonstration, lots of stuff to buy. I believe the cheerleaders will be running the concession stand for us again this year. They raised a little bit of money that way. But it's easy to find us. Come both days. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and I know we haven't finished with that list of participating businesses.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? You can just go to our website and check out all of those sponsors.
Okay.
And even if you need to go do business with them before the show, it's a great place
You could do that?
You could do that. You don't even have to wait. But we've got lots of great sponsors, lots of new sponsors. So if you joined us last year, it's a whole new show this year. We're excited that this is going to be a new annual event. We feel like that this is one that there was an opportunity for our region. The great thing about the combination of the two station groups is that we have a huge reach, which is not something you can always get. So again, business owners, I'm talking to you. If you can benefit from having a regional market at your fingertips, call me. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. And again, it's an opportunity. The name of the, you know, somebody will say, well, I don't do ag stuff. That's okay. That's only half of the name of the event.
Right. If you have anything farm related, if you have a product that people use or need, this is a show for you.
Or people in that business use or need. You know,
right.
You know.
And when you look at Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma, you know, if you've got to drive to a metro area, then you've got a pretty good jump for you. I mean, we're lucky in Bartlesville to be quite so close to Tulsa. But the cool thing about our station group is we reach Wichita, we reach all the way to Joplin, and we reach all the way to Tulsa. So that's exciting. And we can help with this rural market.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's important that we serve the entire listening area.
And so, we're really we're in your communities. We're talking about what's going on and what's affecting you directly. So we're excited for the second annual Interstate Farm and Home Show, March 2nd and 3rd. So we are 2.5 weeks away.
Wow.
It's coming quickly. But I think that we'll even have Taste of the K-1 Cooking Extravaganza tickets for sale there, I bet.
I bet we will.
Yeah, why not? They'll be on sale. You can buy them there.
Tina will bring them herself. You can ask for Tina, and she will sell you a ticket.
Well, now you done committed her.
I sure did.
I guess her eyes got really big. I guess that's a thing now.
Tina, did you know you're going to be selling tickets?
I did, Charlie.
But two great events. We're excited to be so involved in the community. We're excited to be bringing this. Again, there's still time to sign up for businesses. If you're coming to just browse with us, then come on out. Say hello.
It is. It's going to be a great time, and I know we're going to be talking about it not only here on K1, KRIG, KYFM, KPGM, but also on KGGF, AM and FM, KQQUF, and
KUSN.
There, there you are. That's the easiest one to remember, which is why I didn't that's remember it. So, again, for businesses, you get 8 voices on the radio talking about you and what you do and how you do it.
Isn't that exciting? There's not a lot of places you can make that happen.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to be bringing the show again. We hope that the weather is as beautiful as it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I myself am over this 8-degree weather. I am a sunshine baby. I am ready for a beach and a lake and playing in the sunshine. But
flip-flops.
Yes. I'm sick of socks, but we're excited. 2 great shows coming up. Send us your recipes for the cooking extravaganza. And be sure and thank the sponsors around town that you'll be hearing about, because without our sponsors, we couldn't make either one of these happen.
Absolutely. But again, the deadline for the recipes, Tina, you need
Thursday.
Thursday. And so really not even by noon Thursday. You want them early on Thursday.
The earlier the better, Charlie. The earlier the better.
And again, tickets go on sale for the event on the 1st.
On the 1st.
And
you can check the website for, we're finalizing where the ticket outlets are going to be. Of course, you can get them here. You can get them at the Bartlesville Community Center. And then there will be some businesses throughout town, but we will finalize those and get those posted for you.
And if you are the decision maker for a business and want to be involved either in the cooking extravaganza or, of course, in the show in Coffeyville, now would be the time. Call Tammy, and whether it is her or one of the other station representatives, we'll come see you and get all the details worked out.
We're excited to have you join us.
Okay, that's a Community Connection this morning. And again, we need your recipes so we can meet that Thursday deadline so we can get the recipe book published. Check everything out online, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Community Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors. Here's news from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. A shooting in Northeast